On a world spinning its way to damnation amidst the fear and despair of a broken human race, who's left to fight for what's good and pure? Handkerchief Dynasty, episode 182. I am obviously your secret professor, joined by my good friend, the High Priest of Oilers Magic. Well, the regular season is done, sir. First off, you know, one of their best seasons in a very, very long time. I don't think you can really feel bad about it, even in spite of a little dip in the middle. But before we talk about the pending first round matchup with the Kings, just give me your thoughts on the Oilers regular season.
Yeah, it was fine. The coach got fired. Never really knew what was going on. They didn't get a goalie. They got Evander Kane. I mean, it was a real potpourri, right?
Mm.
Real potpourri. It kind of lost me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Lost a lot of people a little bit.
It killed a part of my heart. I'll never be the same again. But it's playoff time now, so happy to be there.
It's kind of overwhelming to finally be at the moment where, like, the games that matter that we've been waiting for the whole year, the whole summer before that, and then multiple, you know, basically forever. Like, I'm not emotionally prepared for the playoffs starting. I'm going to be so invested. It's going to be like a high wire act from a psychic standpoint, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I kind of think that the playoffs, it's a little much, you know what I mean?
Like, totally.
It's a little, like, too much. Like, there's nothing else the rest of the year that comes close to the high stakes and just, like, the, you know, it's crazy. Even almost, like, I kind of feel that way even without the Oilers, when the Oilers aren't in the playoffs, at least at the beginning, and then I get started. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. And, like, you know, the last time they were in the playoffs, they were like the real playoffs was like 2016, right? I guess.
Yeah.
And I remember biking home from work and the streets were just like packed. Like, it's a completely different animal, right? Like, you can't ride your bike home. You have to get off your bike and like walk it through just like massive crowds of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no car, like cars are like, there's no more cars allowed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like out of control. It's very chaotic. I remember one time I was walking home and a cop just like frisked me. It was like up against the wall, buddy. And I
was like, frisk or like a police action frisk?
No, it was like I don't know. They thought I was like a bad guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's that crazy. Like, it made total sense to me. Like, there was like bonfires in the street. People hate, like, it was like out of control. So I wasn't like, what are you talking about, man? I'm just trying to walk home. Just trying to walk through all this. Like, it was like, like a war zone, right?
Right.
So, like, you're never really prepared for that.
But no.
I hope it goes on for like an entire month, all that being said.
But like the last two seasons from like in terms of the mind fuck meter, the last two playoff exits really like filled up the bar when it comes to the mind fuck right now, because we were favored in both those series, you know. So now we're telling ourselves, oh, well, being favored doesn't mean much. Although I think we've got a much better team than either of those 2 years, especially playing the way they're playing right now, really firing on all cylinders. But at the same time, I can't take my foot off that anxiety pedal. You know, I still am pressing down pretty hard, almost flooring it.
I think once, if they're able to get a win, especially tomorrow, everyone will breathe a big sigh of relief. But until they get out of the first round, it's very much something that, you know, It's not a success. Yeah. It's not a success if they get out of the first round. And if, you know, I think they will, but I'm certainly not saying Oilers in five or Oilers in four like I did the past two seasons. Like, the LA Kings aren't just going to roll over and die. Like, the Oilers actually going to have to show up.
And I've
seen them not show up when it mattered in the playoffs for the past two seasons, more so the Chicago series. The Winnipeg series, you know, it was super close. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah. But,
I don't know. It all starts tomorrow. And, I mean, their big D stud is out. Our guy, do we know if Nurse is playing it? Still, like,
not for sure. No. He skated with the guys. He did a presser today, but yeah, they haven't said he's going to play.
Well, I really hope he does. He's a very important part of the puzzle, and it sure makes that Kulak signing look like an absolute stroke of genius.
Totally. Because he's fit in pretty well. Like, he's really, like, a valuable player. You know? He's
exactly what we needed if Nurse went down, right? Imagine if Nurse went down and we didn't have Kulak, who would we be looking to? DC? Totally. I mean, Duncan Keith, I suppose, to like step up. And I think he will step up. But I think people would be, I mean, I don't think he can step up in the way that is required to fill the absence left by Darnell Nurse not being in the lineup, right?
Yeah.
I think he steps up in another way come the playoffs. So, yeah, I agree. I think they definitely do have a much better team.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll have to do it. They'll have to actually do the work.
Actually execute, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Leon and Connor are going to be extra motivated this year. I just have a sense of it, you know, especially after those last two playoff exits. Like, I mean, we're all always like speculating when they're going to take the team on their shoulders in the playoffs.
Yes.
Although I do think it'll be much more of a group effort with, you know, we got three solid scoring lines that we're icing right now, which is great to see.
And let's not kid ourselves. Like, we could talk about the importance of fans in the building. And whether or not that's an actual thing, but in the playoffs, fans in the building were like every time the puck is cleared out of your zone, the building like erupts, you know, that's a thing. That's totally. Like, and the Oilers, I mean, there's very few buildings in the league that have that energy in the playoffs. I don't know. The place just goes bananas.
And we got home ice. Like, the first two games, I feel like, are so pivotal. Yeah. The first game, the first period of the first game feels like it's super important right now. And, you know, we've seen them have slow starts. We've seen them have kind of work their way into games. You know, they've been better early in games lately, for sure. But, you know, that LA team has a lot of playoff experience, and they're definitely going to shut us down and slow us down.
They have a lot of playoff experience. Justin Brown has said that this is his last season.
Mm-hmm. Dustin Brown.
Dustin Brown, yeah. What did I say? Justin Brown?
I thought you think he said Justin. Yeah.
Todd McClellan. He's got like an axe to grind. Like, there's a lot of sources that they're going to be drawing from. And like, Anze Kopitar is one of the best players in the league, you know?
It's true.
Yeah. It's not going to be easy. The LA Kings aren't just going to roll over and die. And they're a team that can play tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not convinced. That's the one thing about the Oilers that I'm not convinced of. And it's going to be how other teams play them. It's like super, super hard, like incredibly tough forecheck. Mm-hmm. And the Oilers can, they can forecheck, but I'm not sure how well they can withstand another team coming at them with that and like kind of, engaging them first, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like being the first ones to do it as opposed to reacting to the Oilers playing that way.
Mm.
So I don't know. That's the big question mark for me. And I think, you know, getting Evander Kane, I think that's part of the reason they picked up Evander Kane is because he brings some of that energy. I'm really hoping that we see shades even of 2016 fans in the building, Cassian. I mean, this is his last shot as far as I'm concerned, right?
In terms of like a fresh start and a fresh chance to,
because,
you know, that, yeah, it's big that, for him.
That 2016 playoff run like bought him. We're in 2022 now. Mm-hmm. That performance bought him 6 years with the Edmonton Oilers.
It's true.
So if he's able to recreate some of that, I don't know. And he could. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And the goaltending.
Goaltending.
The goaltending has to hold up. I believe it will. But the Kings are going to be really coming after Mike Smith. Like, there's so many. There's a lot of ways to poke holes into this Oilers team. Like, a lot of. I don't know. I mean, they have Connor. They have Leon. But there's definitely, like, weak spots in the armor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. Woodcroft is a genius, though, too. I think he's well aware of the team that he has. You know what I mean? And I think he's really, like, coachy, you know, in ways that I don't think Tippett was.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I feel like he's kind of got his hands in the dough there a little bit more, kneading away, you know.
Yeah.
Very detail oriented. He seems to engage the players well. The players seem to really, they've responded for one in terms of performance, but the verbals have been, you know, I think it's really just a change from an old school coach to a new school coach. I think that's a big part of it, though, you know, the changing of the guard.
Well, I read a tweet the other day that said it was about how something to the fact that how Tipp retired, like, shortly after he was let go.
You see that picture of him in the Hawaiian shirt with the beverage? It was great.
Yeah, but the tweet was kind of alluding to maybe he was just, like, you know, he was kind of done. Like, and, you know, what can you do about that?
Yeah.
But it sucks if, like, that's your team, right? And the coach is kind of like, ah, you guys just got to, like, work harder. What don't you get?
Totally.
Like, well, I don't know. Like, what are you talking about? What are you? Come on, just work harder, faster, do it more. And they're like, you got to be specific, man. So
yeah.
Who doesn't love details, right? Everybody loves details.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I think, we'll see. We'll see. It's very, 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 very exciting. And if, you know, if the Flames win their series, right? That's the way it works. If the Flames win their series and the Oilers win their series, then the Oilers and Flames play each other in the second round.
I know, which is going to be insane. I can't even think about that yet because I'm still trying to figure out, like, what are you going to do to calm your nerves tomorrow before the game? I mean, I'm hoping that.
My boys got, the kids have a PD day from school tomorrow, right? So my whole day is going to kind of be full of, I have to take my daughter to the soccer shoe store. I got stuff to do, right?
Good.
And then in the evening, it's like a rush, right? Like, both the kids, my boy has his first soccer game. My daughter has her first practice. And they're both at the same time, both at like 6 o'clock, right? So it's like, it's going to be jam-packed, 6 o'clock. All this stuff going on the whole day. And then everything stops, boom, at about 7:30, right? 7:30. Half hour before puck drop.
Yeah.
That half hour will be spent. I'm going to have a shower. You know, I'm going to put on my slippers, some Pepsi, some ice. I'm going to, like, really get set up. And then just kind of, like, sit it out, like, hunker down. I'm like, that's playoff time. But my whole day leading up to it is literally jam packed. Like, it's going to be from the moment I get up. I'm going to have stuff to do. So it'll feel like it's going to come at me very quick. There's not going to be a lot of time for brooding.
No. That's good. That's perfect. Yeah, I'm working tomorrow, so I'll be busy all day. But I think I'm still going to have a little bit of a brood going on. Like, to be honest, at this point, I'm just going to be happy in a way when it's over, just so the anticipation and the stress of the anticipation is no longer crushing me like Atlas, you know, like the weight of the world crushing Atlas, you know? Because, like, last year when they got eliminated from the playoffs, I, like, broke on through to a parallel dimension of, like, epic, endless numbness where I was just like, oh, I don't have any feelings anymore. Interesting. And I, like, went through the eye of the fucking emotional needle. And that was the only way I could escape that. So if I live in fear of the.
Yeah, but that can't happen again. 3 times in a row.
No, it can't happen again. We're not the Buffalo Bills.
It can't happen again.
Not with this depth, you know.
Statistically impossible. Statistically impossible.
Is this like really, this is going to be the craziest first round in such a long while with the fans in the stands again and no more of this bubble bullshit. Like, I cannot believe how kind of cheesy all those scrimmage games were without fans. Like, looking back on it now, it's like, I can't believe we thought of it as hockey.
Yeah. I mean, it was really silly, you know?
Yeah. Last question for you. I mean, do you think it's BS if Connor doesn't get the MVP award?
Yeah, absolutely. He's clearly like who it's like, I think Lotai tweeted out, it was like 1 year Jordan didn't win the MVP, right?
Sure.
It's just like voter fatigue. It was like, well, this guy's so much better, but that's like the dumbest reason.
It's so dumb. Like, how does he get eliminated for being in the upper echelon? He's in a class of his own.
And if he doesn't get it, then I think even before, like you're talking about, should Austin Matthews get it? I think before Austin Matthews should get it, to me, Draisaitl should get it.
Draisaitl's not even in the convo, which is crazy. 55 goals, you know.
55 goals and like how many assists?
And a force, like genuinely a force whenever he's on the ice, you know?
Like voted 55 goals and voted by the players as the best passer in the league.
Oh, for sure, which he is.
And 55 goals.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that good old-fashioned Eastern bias. Like that Eastern. Sorry, go ahead.
Just, you know, the two best guys in the league. Like,
yeah. It's like that Eastern media bias is like the bias like the Romans had for the non-Roman world. You know, they're like, what, something exists outside of Rome / Toronto / New York, you know? Oh, yeah. There's like some territories on the outskirts, you know, the hinterlands. Yeah. But we don't like to talk about that. Oh, okay.
And, you know, I mean, I really, really think sort of the icing on the cake in all of this, well, not the icing on the cake, but maybe like a little like oyster cup of icing on the side, kind of off the side. The side icing in the OC is that the Maple Leafs are obviously going to get bounced in the first round.
By Tampa Bay, which is such a brutal draw for them.
I mean, the champs aren't going to go down. The John Cooper champs aren't about to get bounced by the Maple Leafs, right? That's not going to happen.
They won those championships so convincingly, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy to see.
In my mind, like, you know, it's definitely not without the outside the realm of possibility that they get to the finals or at least the conference finals. Like, they've been there before. You know what I mean? It's an amazing
product.
Experience, that kind of recent experience.
Yeah.
Counts for so much in the playoffs, right? Especially when your first round opponent is like a schmuck collective, like the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Right? I think the weight of the pressure for the Leafs is just honestly so much too.
Oh, like it always is. But
yeah,
that pressure, the ironic thing is that pressure is created by them. They spend the entire season building themselves up, you know, Amazon TV shows, all this shit.
Yeah.
And then they wonder like why they're under a microscope. It's like, well, because you fucking insist on being under a microscope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, but, and the rest, like there's some excellent hockey teams for the Oilers to go deep. I mean, this first round matchup, it's in terms of teams they could be playing, it's like the best possible matchup, right?
It is, yeah.
After this round, I don't think like it's going to be very, very, very difficult.
For
like,
sure.
They're going to be marked underdogs. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like there's nothing but big boy hockey after this round. That's what I'm saying. Whether or not the Oilers, like that's what it's going to take to get out of the West.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I couldn't agree more.
You're going to be able to play more of a typical Oilers brand of hockey, Kings. But I mean, that shit's not going to fly against like St. Louis, Minnesota, Calgary, Colorado.
So true.
It's not going to happen.
Well, we got to get out of the first round first. So let's just cross, let's just one foot in front of the other.
One game at a time.
I know we were going to just do a short ep tonight because we're going to try and record a post tomorrow. Reminder to our listeners out there, please join us at patreon.com/handkerchiefdynasty and on Twitter. The High Priest is at High Priest Oil. I'm at Handkerchief DY1 because I'm number one. That's what they always used to call me. Any final admonishments for the fans, for our friends, for the non-human relatives?
What's your official prediction for this series?
Oilers in six is my, what my heart tells me. Yeah. Oilers
in six. Yeah. Mine too. Is there a part of you that's kind of like hedging your bets? Like, do you really think it's going to be Oilers in six, or are you just being careful? You don't want to get hurt again.
Part of me doesn't want to get hurt again, for sure. Yeah. As with so much else.
Like, it informs my thinking. The last two series, we were very much, is it bullish? Bearish?
Yeah, we very much were. It's embarrassing. But that's what sports media is all about. It's all about being wrong.
We're good at it.
Like, we just spent the last 6 months lambasting the goaltending, but now Mike Smith has, like, totally proven us wrong, which is fine. I'm stoked that he has. I'm, like, Mike Smith forever.
Yeah, you know? I mean, we'll see, right?
It's true. Fuck. I can't. Okay, well, I'm just gonna try and, like, shut my brain off for the next 24 hours, and then I'll just cross the bridge when we get to it, because
just,
you
keep know, busy.
Yeah,
go round up some Pepsi, get some snacks, have a shower, make sure you're clean. You want to go into this thing scrubbed.
I think that's really good advice. Okay, everyone, scrub up there, scrub up out there,
hit the showers. Wash right. off all the detritus of the season of the past, like 1,118 days or however many days it's been
since
the playoff game with fans in the building.
Yeah. You
gotta wash that all off. Maybe go to the Shoppers Drug Mart, get some temporary tattoos, blast a little Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, a la the 1997 first round series against Dallas. You know, It's a return to the old ways.
Mm. And the timeless advice for the ages. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for jumping on. I know you had to do this after work, so much appreciated. We'll catch you mañana, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.